What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
On this week's Wine About It Therapy Thursday, we've got Jen Sincero. So she's a number one New York Times bestselling author, speaker, motivational speaker. She's helped countless people transform their personal and professional lives via her products, speaking engagements. Her number one New York Times bestseller, You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life, has remained on the New York Times bestseller list for over 5 years. It sold over 5 million copies worldwide. Let's get her on the show. Hey, girl.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I am so excited to get you onto the show because, well, first of all, obviously your book, I was just reading the rundown and how it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for over 5 years, which is an insane feat. Like that, I mean, that's incredible.
I don't know. I'm just shocked and so grateful and yeah, it's a miracle. It really is. I mean, in the land of miracles, that is definitely one of them.
Why do you think it's staying there that long? Like, what do you think people are like really getting from the book that you're like, yes, this makes sense. Why?
I think that it's because, you know, I know at the beginning it was because it was sort of the first one that was a little irreverent and used curse words and really used stories and sort of took the whole self-help genre in a new direction. And now there are countless books doing the same thing. So I don't know why it stayed on, because there certainly are other ones that are doing, but I think that it was such a shocker and there were a lot of people out there who couldn't relate to the other self-help books. So if you read this and you're like, oh my God, she's saying it in a way that I can actually hear it, I'm going to buy it for 50 of my friends. And that's how we got on the list in the first place. I mean, we didn't hit the bestseller list till 3 years after it was published. And then it just stayed on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
So it was a slow build. Yeah, it was a total grassroots effort.
Wow. Okay, so with your book, I think one of the things that I've had a hard time like with, you know, it's like you are a badass. How to stop doubting your greatness and start living an awesome life. For me, self-doubt is the thing that has killed everything for me. Whether it's, you know, right about to film an audition, I'm like, oh, nope, this part isn't right for me. I'm not going to get it. I immediately count myself out of something before I even do it. And I hate that. Like, I don't like that part about me. I'm like, why don't I go in more positive? Why do I immediately doubt myself? Why do you think people do that?
Well, first of all, I want to say the important thing is that you do it anyway. So the self-doubt's there, but if you're doing it anyway, that really truly is the most important piece. And I think we do it because we compare ourselves to others. We really spend so, especially now, like it's a problem now. I mean, with social media, we're all constantly comparing ourselves to other people. So there's always going to be people that you feel like are better than you, that have it more down than you, that have more experience, that are prettier, that are blah, 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 blah. So there's no end of self-comparison. And I think that has a lot to do with self-doubt. I also think if you're brave enough to go outside of your comfort zone and do something you've never done, that's a natural state to sort of doubt yourself. And so I think in the book, one of the things that I really try to hammer home is the self-doubt is going to be there, but you can sort of battle it by having a much funner attitude, just to like, just see what you can get away with. Who cares if you've got self-doubt? You know, just see if you can get this part. Just see if you can charge six figures for your next painting. Just see if, you know, just see if you can get away with it. I mean, we're on a planet in infinite space. It's all ridiculous anyway. So why make such drama out of everything? And why drag yourself down with these, you know, with these quote unquote, you know, these beliefs, which are just thoughts that you keep thinking over and over and over. You have the power to think something else, and that can create a new belief. So it's really important to pay attention to what you're buying into in your own mind and just knock it out of it with something that's fun or funny, or I'm just going to see. And if I fall flat on my face, who cares?
Is it almost like a fake it till you make it kind of an attitude?
It is. And it's, yes, definitely. And it's more just have fun until you make it. Like, just try it until you make it. Just get off your own back until you make it, you know?
Okay. But for the person that's like, has a hard time having fun because they're so structured in work, or like, I think I can go that way too, where I'm just like, I can have a lot of fun, but I'm also like, I have all these tasks I have to do and I have to take care of this X, Y, and Z. So that I'm like, okay, I can do that. But then I'm like, I think the play element, I lack doing that too.
Do you enjoy anything about your job?
When I'm on set working, absolutely. But I think it's the, like, I set myself up going, I'm just not going to get this. And like, yeah, the playing part of it. Yeah. I would love to just like play around and try, but I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this, or I got it. It's like, I don't put in maybe the work that needs to be put in to it. And because I'm just like, I'm already counting myself out.
Well, I would recommend just sort of staying attached to your why, like why you're doing this work in the first place is for something that is fun and that lights you up and that you're drawn to. And if you can, instead of getting mired down in the to-do of it and how bad you are at it and how you're going to fail and whatever you've got going on, stay with the excitement of the why. And before you sit down to do any other stuff you got to do, connect to that and just fantasize about yourself getting the part or whatever it is. And get that energy up, because we really, everything is energy. And if you go into it with a more excited energy, it's going to make a huge difference.
I know. Like I know all that too. And I think it's just, I think for me, it stems more like, you know, because I'm still believing maybe past messages that other people told me, right? So it's like, I let those things affect maybe some of my daily things that I do, because I was told that I couldn't do that, or that I wouldn't get something, or that I'm not good enough or something. So that's the message that I'm like, oh, then what's the point?
Well, that's the work we all have to do. I mean, we're all buying into some garbage that we picked up along the way that's not true. So become aware of what the actual stuff is. And when it comes up, then you just really be like, oh, look at me. Here I am thinking this negative thing again. That's not true. It's just something somebody told me, and I can make a choice to not focus on it anymore. I mean, seriously, I tell my clients to focus on puppies when that happens. Like, it's hard to suddenly go from, you know, I don't know if you're an actress, but like, you know, I'm not going to get this part, and because I'm too whatever. And to being like, I am going to get this part because I'm brilliant. Like, if you've got a lot of momentum going in the direction of you're not going to get it, it's very hard to suddenly like turn it around and be like, I'm going to get it and believe that. Right.
Sure.
So the key is to just stop focusing on the I'm not going to get it part, just to distract yourself. And I'm just like, puppies or nature or a good song, like, just don't even think about it. Stop giving it so much damn energy and slow it down, and then you can change it.
How did you become a badass? Like, why did you write this book? Like, what was something in your life where you're like, this needs to be said?
Because I was living in a garage. I was making like $35,000 a year. I was in my 40s, living in a garage, feeling like a gigantic loser. And I ended up tripling my income in 3 months. And then suddenly now money is not even an issue for me anymore. And so the fact that my broke ass was able to really make such an impossible shift. I mean, money was always, always, always a big problem in my life. And I felt like if I can do that, if my 40-year-old, like dedicated to the poverty identity, can change that around, then I have something to share with other people. And also, in the process of turning my life around, I read every self-help book under the sun. And I was a writer before I was a coach or any of this. And so I was always just like, you know, this information is changing my life. It's incredible, but how come none of it's funny? And how come none of it is said in a way that I want to hear it said?
So then you're like, I'm going to write this really awesome, funny book that everyone can relate to, that doesn't want to just hear the like therapist speaking words. You want to hear the like, you know, stop it, you're a badass, all the things that like people can actually relate to words.
And just in my own voice. Like, I just felt like I want to tell it very truthfully the way I went through it. And I think people can relate to it because I was such a train wreck for so long that I could feel their pain wherever they were.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. How did you get there? Like, you know, you go from the garage to the like what led you to that? And then the moment where you're like, wait a minute, I have to get out of this.
I made the decision, and it's kind of an unsatisfactory answer for a lot of people, but it wasn't like I almost got evicted or I got sick or, you know, I finally did something. It's really, first of all, boring to be broke. You can't do anything. And, but honestly, more importantly, I was like, seriously, Jen, this is your one shot at being you on planet Earth, and you're going to spend it wallowing in this quagmire of self-doubt and loseriness and everybody else. So it was more just like, I felt deep inside that I was like, I can do better than this. So I started reading all the self-help books. I started going to every money-making seminar I could find. And believe me, I was like in a rock band. I was super cool. I was like, this self-help stuff is so gooey. And if anybody sees me at one of these things, my cred is blown. But that's what happens when you make a decision. You do whatever the hell it takes, no matter how uncomfortable it was. And everything was uncomfortable. Right. And then I hired a coach. And that was, you know, I put her on my, she cost one third of my annual income. And I put her on a credit card because I was not screwing around. I was like, I've been trying this on my own for 40 years and I clearly suck at it. So I got to up my game. And then she helped me triple my income very quickly.
With the book?
No, the book didn't happen. I had, You Are a Badass is my third book. So I had already written and published two other books on with major publishers. So she taught me how to start an online coaching business, coaching entrepreneurs, how to write and sell their nonfiction book proposals. And so even that was like, oh, I'm going to be the nonfiction book proposal lady, like snore, like that's, you know, I'm cool. I've got all this other stuff I want to do. But she's like, listen, you're getting started. You got to get out of your debt to so that you can think straight. And she's like, would you rather be broke and cool or rich and cheesy? Because I thought all the online stuff was so cheesy and all that stuff. I was like, I'll take rich and cheesy. And then I started writing all of my marketing and, you know, all the stuff I was doing in my own voice. And that's sort of how I was like, oh, I can sort of meld this online marketing world, which is typically, you know, a certain way, and make it sort of edgier, which was my own voice. And that's sort of what I did with the self-help stuff too.
That's so cool. I mean, it's inspiring too, because I feel like, you know, I'm going to be 40 in a couple months and you're just like, well, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should start that, but it's like, it's never too late to start anything ever, you know? And it's like, it's just, it sometimes just, it might just look like a mountain, you know, and you're like, you just got, all right, you got to start climbing, because, you know, if you, I don't like to live with regrets either. So I'm like, I gotta try. And I'm always constantly like throwing things at dartboards and like seeing what sticks. But it's, again, it's that self-doubt that I have to like overcome it. But again, I think that's everybody now, especially with social media and comparing yourself and, so that's hard. But are there any tips in the You Are a Badass book that you're like, these are some amazing takeaways that will help with being the great, like owning your greatness?
The whole book, every page. But, you know, and so for self-doubt, like you just said, with social media, it seems like social media is a big one, you know, for you and for most people. If that really is a big one, get off social media. Like, go on just to post your stuff, just to like, sometimes we need to be on it for business, but don't spend time there. If that's the thing that brings you down, knock it off. Like, it's not that big a mystery. A lot of the stuff, we just like to pretend that we don't know what it is for whatever reason. Like, you know, if you want to lose weight, don't eat a lot of fattening food, but we just do it anyway. So this is why what I was saying about like focusing on your why is so important. So, you know, if you really want to feel good and confident, I call it going to the spiritual gym. I talk about it a lot in all of my books, where you've got to have some kind of practice down. You just can't wake up every morning and wing it and hope it's going to change. You've got to catch yourself in your limiting thoughts and beliefs and words, right? So whatever your broken record is, catch it and write it down and look at it and be like, okay, this is the thing that is stopping me all the time. So when it comes up, I'm going to think about puppies, and I'm going to think about puppies until I've diffused it a little bit. And then I'm going to start turning it around being like, I'm a great actress. Who cares? Like, there's so many other people out there who are killing it, who are far less fabulous than I am. Right. So you can start turning it around and knock it off. Get a really solid spiritual gym practice in place where, you know, meditation. I'm a huge meditation fan, because that's how you really stop all those thoughts. They say, you know, 90% of the thoughts we think are thoughts we think every day. And that's how they become beliefs. And that's how we form our reality. What you think creates your reality. Right now, there are a gazillion things I could focus on, but I tend to focus on the same things over and over because I have an identity and I am in the habit of thought. When you catch yourself and make different choices. And I remember when I was starting out with all this, I was so irritated by the idea that, like, your thoughts, your words, and your beliefs create your reality, right? And I was like, it can't be that hard. I cannot be living in a garage at the age of 40 and that's all I got to do. But it absolutely is, because your thoughts, your beliefs, and your words create your actions. So it's all combined. So you start by paying attention to your thoughts, beliefs, and words. You get a spiritual gym practice down. I'm talking really quickly, where you raise your frequency. So meditating, reading self-help books every day for like 5 minutes, doesn't need to be a big whoop-de-doo, listening to music that pumps you up, hanging out with other people who are kicking butt instead of other people that you can sit around and whine with about how hard everything and how much it sucks, staying off social media. You know, there's endless things that you can do, walking in nature. I'm a big hiker. I'm a big nature person, that, you know, hanging out with my dog, you know, whatever it is, getting coaching, but you've got to treat it like your life depends on it, because it really, truly does. And I'm talking like a half hour a day where you work out that muscle of that frequency, because motivation and self-worth is a muscle. And if you don't work it out, it's like going to the gym, you lose your physical mass. So you've got to work it out. You got to pay attention to it. You got to make it a really important deal for you.
Yeah. What would be the next book that you would want to write?
I really don't know right now, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like I just, you know, Badass Habits came out in 2020, which was so long ago already. I was like, I just wrote a book. I was like, actually, right. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wait until I'm really inspired when it comes to books. And I have a couple ideas floating around, but nothing that I can't shake off my leg just yet. So I'm waiting to.
Because I feel like there's, you know, there's probably so many things that you're like, I've already written, I've already said it, because it's all right there. I mean, everything that you're saying, I'm like, yeah, like that's, it's you already kind of have your Bible. So now these are just going to be little roots that come off of it.
There's always more, and you can always go deeper, and you can always say it in a different way. I mean, how many times have you read the same? I mean, I read self-help books all the time, and I'll read the same one over and over, and I'll get different things every single time I read it. So same with writing. I can always find new ways to say it that will hopefully get the message across.
Jen, where could our listeners find you?
YouAreABadass.com and also JenSincero.com, JenSincero.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jen. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. It's great.
Thanks for coming on, girl. Okay. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.